Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. Today's topic is mountain peak versus valleys. And what do I mean by that? The mountain peak is at the highest point that you can reach on a mountain, and a valley is the lowest possible place that you can be in the valley area. And sometimes when we're in the valley, we're wandering around, we see the mountain peak in our sights, and it looks like it's oh so close, but it's oh so far away. And we're striving and trying to work our hardest to get to that point where we can get to that top, to the pinnacle, to the highest level. And sometimes there's obstacles and circumstances and hindrances that keep us from reaching our destination. And the journey to the top itself is very hard. It's very difficult. You might be holding on to things or people from the past that are keeping you stuck in those valleys and keeping you behind and holding you down and not allowing you to move forward or to climb up, maybe like excess baggage. And we have to drop the excess baggage off. We have to drop those things and let those things go that are hindering us and keeping us from moving forward and walking in our purpose and reaching our destiny. And that's going to take some dedication, some determination, perseverance. It's going to require that you shake off some of that dead weight or those people or things that are holding you back and keeping you from moving forward into your God-given purpose. And sometimes that journey of that to the mountain peak may be lonely. You might be alone. You might have to do it alone. Are you willing to withstand the battleground? Are you willing to withstand the test? Are you willing to fight through those circumstances, those obstacles, those situations and circumstances that you may face while you're on your way to reach the top? Do you just stop, or do you continue to just keep on moving forward and pressing forward? The end is in sight. The end is near. You've come too far to turn back now. I say keep moving forward. Keep pressing on. Keep running your race. Keep operating in your purpose. If you don't know what it is, ask God to reveal it to you, what your purpose and your plan is for my life, Lord. What is the reason why I am here? What have you put me on this earth to do? How can my gifts and talents be used for your glory and to reach and help other people? And there have been a few moments I've had to take a look back and say, is this something that I'm supposed to be doing? Because there's so many obstacles. There's so much turmoil and grief. And how can this be something that is supposed to be a blessing? But it's so many hindrances and roadblocks and doors have been closed. And then you keep pressing on and you keep pushing the issue. And maybe it's just not for you. Like I can say before, when I, many years ago, when I had I was working for a couple of, or trying to do something on the side when I was trying to do multi-level marketing businesses. It was like beauty products. And then eventually I branched off and started making my own natural beauty products. But there was so much opposition. There was so much stress. It was as if I was fighting against a brick wall, and the doors kept getting closed. There weren't any sales, and it wasn't like I wasn't out there, you know, promoting the brand or trying to sell something, but I was working towards making someone else rich. I was working towards building someone else's brand, not my own brand, not bringing 100% income into my household. This was working for just a mere percentage of someone else's income. And that was a lot of work that had to be done just for a small percentage, which really wasn't worth the time that it took to operate the business or the time and the money that was invested. And of course, you do have to be diligent and do your work, and so that you can get those customers and whatnot, and the sales. And I did. I worked really hard. I had little parties and this and that, but that doesn't mean that people are going to purchase something. It has to be something that they are interested in. It has to be something that is going to benefit them. They have to see the value in what you are selling before they will purchase from you. There was also a time when, as a small business owner, I was operating a natural bath and body company several years ago, and I promoted it. I, you know, made things. I did shows and sold to my family members, and I tried to do everything that was required of me. I gave it 100%, whether it was down to the packaging or the labels or trying to get people to even acknowledge that the store was open or existed. And it was very difficult. And then it was like, okay, is this something that I'm supposed to be doing? I'm staying up late hours making recipes. I'm working on product production. I'm working on new recipes and product descriptions and uploading pictures and photos and everything that I had to do that was required. But I gave it 100% of my time. And then I had to question, was this something that I was supposed to be doing? Was this something that was fulfilling my purpose or my destiny? I mean, it did teach me a lot. I learned a lot from about myself, about dedication and hard work and self-initiative and self-motivation and persistence and diligence and persevering through. And then I had to realize, well, maybe since it's taking so much time away from my family, and then I'm not getting the ROI or the return on investment or the residuals sales, then maybe it's not something that I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe it's something that I wasn't really called to do. Now, I was good at what I did, and I gave it 100%. I didn't go in there just being lazy and half doing things, but it's just that that wasn't what my true calling and true purpose was. So I had to let that go. And then I was dormant for quite some years. And then it's like, why don't I go back to my original writing, encouraging, speaking, and just being a good listener and a good friend, going back to what I know or what people would call me for all the time, and sharing their secrets and helping people with their problems or issues. Something that I've always done, something that I'm very familiar with, something that I'm very comfortable with, and just returning back to that. And I tell you, the words just flow. They just flow. And I'm like, okay, is this my purpose? Is this my calling? Is this my destiny? Is this where I'm supposed to be? And so we are still walking in that purpose now. There are a few things that will be up and coming that will be the manifestation of all of the hard work and dedication and walking in our purpose. So I will keep you posted on that, or stay tuned for that in the near future. But my question to you is, do you know what your calling is? Do you know what your purpose is? Are you operating and walking in your purpose and your calling? And are you using those gifts and talents that you have been blessed with or endowed with? Are you using them to reach other people? Are you using those gifts and talents to help other people? Are you teaching? Are you counseling? Are you coaching? Are you Volunteering? Are you assisting? Are you helping? What are you doing with what you have been blessed with what you have been given? So that's the end of my thought for the day. And I hope in some way that we have motivated, inspired, or encouraged you. And we hope that you are living your best life. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tickles and Tots Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. We also talk about other topics and candid conversations. But if you are enjoying what you have been listening to, be sure to leave us a comment or rate us on one of the podcast networks that you are tuning into. We would love to hear your feedback. So thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to another episode with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take care and be blessed.